Belief in Christ is growing in the USA. What does this mean for Keys for Kids Ministries? A local business is using Keys for Kids Ministries to help searching youth at their store. Our partner in Afghanistan is actually seeing churches planted, and Keys for Kids Ministries is helping. And Keys for Kids is being translated into Spanish every day. All this and more on today's Keys for Kids Connect podcast. I'm Greg Yoder. Welcome to the Keys for Kids Connect podcast, the podcast that explores how faith, family, and ministry come together to ignite a passion for Christ in the next generation. I'm Greg Yoder. We'll be talking with our Spanish translator, Maria Antiaga Gonzalez, about the work that she does daily and the passion that she has for youth ministry. We'll update you on church planting efforts in Afghanistan, and it's amazing that Keys for Kids Ministries is partially responsible. And we'll talk with Stacia Smith-Merrihue, the owner of Light of Lowell, about how they use Keys for Kids in their business. But first, well, I want to share with you some exciting news, news that's not only encouraging, but a clear sign that God is on the move in our nation, especially the next generation. Recently, the Barna Group released a report that caught my attention, maybe yours too. According to their latest research, 66% of U.S. adults say they've made a personal commitment to Jesus Christ and that it's still important in their lives today. That's a 12-point increase since 2021 when the numbers really hit an all-time low. Now, you might be wondering, well, what's driving that growth? Well, I wondered the same thing. What surprised even the researchers was this. The younger generations, Gen Z and millennials, are leading the way. Gen Z men, they've seen a 15% increase in just the past few years. Millennial men, a 19% increase. That's not a small shift. That's really a move of God. And friends, that's why Keys for Kids Ministries exists. For decades, we've known that most people who follow Jesus make that decision before they turn 14 years old. That's why we're kind of laser focused on reaching kids early with the truth, with love, and most importantly, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every day, through our Keys for Kids and Unlocked devotionals, radio programming, digital tools, we're planting seeds of faith in young hearts all over the world. And with your support, we're giving kids the opportunity to know Jesus personally, not just know about him, but really know him. But our mission doesn't stop with evangelism. We want to see seeds grow, and that's where discipleship comes in. We're not just telling kids Bible stories. We're helping them understand how to live by God's truth in this confusing world in which we live. We're creating resources that walk with them through the challenges that they face. Identity, anxiety, peer pressure, even doubt, with biblical answers and Christ-centered hope that really tell stories that help them understand Scripture and apply it to their everyday lives. And we're equipping families, moms, dads, grandparents, you, to disciple their kids daily, whether it's around the breakfast table, maybe the dinner table or lunch table, in the car, during bedtime prayers, or just hanging out. We want to make it easy for you, parents, to lead spiritually in the home. Because here's the truth. Your kids are your first mission field. And at Keys for Kids, we're here to help you reach them. Now, we believe revival may already be happening, and it's not just in churches or youth groups. It's happening in homes and even public schools. Let me tell you about something that's been kind of energizing us lately. We've launched a public school outreach program with the Three Heath Brothers. It's a singing group, young men. They're passionate for Jesus. They love music and social media. And they're going into public schools all over the country. How? I don't know how, but they're getting in. They're bringing energy, joy, and most importantly, the hope found in Christ. And here's the little miracle. We're seeing doors open that we once thought were really tightly shut. With parental permission, students are receiving Keys for Kids and Unlocked devotionals, scripture, and access to more faith-building resources when they get them. 21,000 Keys for Kids devotionals have been handed out in public schools. We're having meaningful conversations about faith in environments where it used to be nearly taboo. Well, this isn't just a concert tour. It's a part of a broader strategy and vision to bring the gospel into the very places where kids spend most of their time. And guess what? They're responding. They're hungry. They're listening. And they're coming to Jesus. Friends, this is not a time to sit back and relax. It's a time to lean in. Barna's research is showing us something important. While the world may look darker, the light of Christ is shining brighter, especially through kids and teens. And that's why we're expanding our digital platforms, reaching more kids through our apps, smart speakers, and videos. We've hired a marketing team to help tell our story. And that's why we're also deepening our family discipleship tools. We have a Parent Minute book now to help parents deal with the stresses that they're facing. That's why we're going into public schools. And that's why we're asking you to stand with us, to pray with us, to give generously, and to share this mission with others. There's a generation that's rising up that's not afraid to follow Jesus. Isn't that cool? They're not interested in cultural Christianity. They want the real thing. And we have the privilege of pointing them to Him. I believe with all my heart that we're on the edge of a spiritual awakening. A lot of people say we're nearing the end, but man, who's to say that there isn't going to be one more spiritual awakening in the United States? But you know what? It starts with us. With families committed to raising Christ-centered kids, with churches that prioritize children's ministry, with ministries like Keys for Kids that stay faithful to God's call, and then the priority to go into all the world, our own neighborhoods, and to preach the gospel. Let's not miss what God is doing. Let's press in together. We're seeing revival take places in high schools, in college campuses. It's amazing. Thank you. And may God continue to ignite a passion for Christ in every child, every teen, and every home we reach. Because I think it could be an amazing season of seeing God at work in the hearts of kids, teens, and families, not just here in our area, but around our country. Looking for a safe, fun way for your kids to hear about Jesus all day long? Keys for Kids Radio streams Christ-centered music, Bible stories, and more 24/7. Whether at home or on the go, your kids can grow in faith anytime. Listen now at keysforkids.net or through the Keys for Kids app. There's something to be said for being bold in your witness. My next guest and her family are being a bold witness right on the streets of downtown Lowell, Michigan. Granted, Lowell isn't like Detroit or New York City or Los Angeles, but rural Americans still need Christ. And young people are hurting physically, mentally, physically, and spiritually too. I recently went to Light of Lowell, a little quaint little store, to talk to its owner, Stacia Smith Merrihue, to find out how they're using Keys for Kids Ministries resources. Thank you for joining us on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. It's great to be in Lowell, Michigan.
Thanks for having me. Yes, we love our town of Lowell here.
Well, where are we exactly?
I've resided in Lowell since 2021. My husband and I were married last year. We are a blended family. We have two girls in Lowell Middle School, and we have a son in first grade as well. And really felt like Lowell was our mission field. So as soon as we blended, we knew we wanted to pour into the community however we could. We are active in our church, but really felt that there was something separate that we were supposed to be doing. So we decided not to raise funds or not to kind of have buy-in and just pick a spot. And we created Light of Lowell. And it's a small storefront here right on Main Street. When people go by shopping at boutiques, they oftentimes stumble in. And it has really allowed us to minister to people that maybe are unchurched or have church wounds or maybe need resources. So we've been able to point people toward Christian resources and just be a light. That's the whole goal. There is a ton of light in Lowell. And that's one thing that we wanted to draw attention to. There's so much goodness here. Mm. And so while there are people that need served, there are also people that are able to serve, and being the connection point for that has been a huge blessing. We often say the mission is the front supports the back. Because we're not a nonprofit and we funded this ourselves, we needed to be able to have art supplies available to give away when we felt like someone might want that. So the front part of the store has merchandise and Christian t-shirts. Many of the things are local made. So we have some high school youth that really have a passion for designing Christian t-shirts. So we sell their shirts here. We have a local woodworker, and she has supplied a lot of the earrings and just signs for the wall and things like that. So the front store is kind of your shopping. In the back, we have two small rooms. One of them, there is Bibles, devotionals, Christian books for children and for adults. We learned that people really enjoy Christian fiction. And so we kind of dug into some Christian fiction, various authors. And that was a neat exploration for us. It wasn't something that I'd read much of, but we loved it, and so we carried that here. We have some teen devotionals for guys, so we really try to reach all different age groups. The adjacent room is an art space that is free anytime we're open. So we always have paints, markers, canvases, different crafts they can do. There's little prayer cards. And so we have Christian music on. A lot of times students will walk over from the middle school. They sit and they can do art for 20 minutes. That 20 minutes becomes a time of ministry when I can really speak to them and pour into them. A lot of times I'll have a friend here, or my husband will be here, and we're able to just kind of show them a little bit of love. And then when they leave, they can take a Keys for Kids devotional with them or unlock.
The thing that kind of got me interested in talking to you, first of all, was a story about your daughter.
My daughter's an eighth grader, and she came in from school one day and said, I went in the girls' bathroom and I put some post-it notes up on the wall with some scriptures on them. And I said, oh, really? That's neat. And she said, yeah. And we left a blank post-it on the counter with a pen. And by the end of third hour, there were almost 100 post-it notes up. People were writing and putting the post-it notes up. And I was like, that's amazing. And she said, and by the end of the fourth hour, they were all taken down. And I said, oh. And she said, yeah. So, and that had happened the day prior. She's like, so today when I went in, there were some post-it notes up. Someone else had started it. And I said, okay, so what did you do? And she's like, so, I mean, we put some more up. She said, but I had friends come up to me and say, it was so encouraging. That made me feel so special. I felt so loved just seeing that message. And she said, I know our schools are supposed to be a safe place, Mom. And I mean, I saw that making my friends safe. And that's what I wanted. You know, middle school can be hard. So during the day, if I wanted a prayer or something, I was able to put that on the wall in the bathroom, and students liked it. And so the second day, at the end of fourth hour, she was called in by a teacher that said, you know, you didn't do anything wrong, but they began explaining separation of church and state, which is a law she should be aware, she should understand this concept, and so that was fine. But she was a little confused because she thought, I'm not making anyone do anything with it. How is it kind of different than a different sign? So as she talked to me about it that evening, my husband and I sat with her, and I could really tell this was in her heart. Like, God was calling her to minister in this way. And so I said, well, what are you going to do about it? She said, well, I mean, I guess we just can't do it. And I said, but if you're speaking from conviction, let's talk about what to do with this. My husband said, this is the first time in your life that, you know, this is going to be your life walking with Christ. So if you think this is right, what can we do? So we made a PowerPoint. She actually created it about why this was important, about why she did it. And we had a meeting with the principal, who was so gracious to meet with us. And she really encouraged her, you know, there is Bring Your Bible to School Day. And when that day happens, you are able to promote that, just like any other day that goes on the calendar. Use that time. You know, you're going to high school next year. You can put posters up. She said, you know, you just have to ask before you do things, but you could have a club here in school where people do read the Bible during a activity hour, a free hour, a lunch hour. You have to promote it. So my daughter was able to really learn, I need to take control of my faith. I need to take a stand, and I need to be the light. And I really believe having this location and her seeing us take this stand kind of propelled her to say, I need to be bold in my faith too. Mm-hmm. We saw friends really rally around her and feel encouraged by this, and allowed her to use her voice in a positive way to just speak what God was putting on her heart. It wasn't, this is wrong or this is right. It was, this is what God says. And even in the meeting, you know, there was a little bit, like, you can say on a note, like, you are loved, but saying, like, God is loved is different. And when we were talking after, she goes, but they need to hear God loves them, not just they are loved. That's the difference, Mom. I want them to know God loves them. And what a beautiful thing. And so there is stuff in schools that we don't like. There might be books that we don't like. But as a small storefront here, we can donate books that are interesting and fiction, but don't have some of the offensive things. We can have Keys for Kids devotionals that we give to the kids in the schools, because as long as they ask for them and we're a space that can provide it, we don't have an agenda. And the amount of children in our schools here that have a voice like that and have a passion like that, I believe if we invest in them and encourage them to speak truth, that's what we need to do.
Looking for a way to keep your kids and teens in God's Word every day? Keys for Kids and Unlock Devotionals help them grow in faith with daily stories and scripture. Get your free subscription mailed to your home right now. Just go to devo.keysforkids.org. That's devo.keysforkids.org. Well, I'm Greg Yoder. I'm with Stasia. She's the co-owner of Light of Lowell, and we're talking on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. Is that work continuing with your daughter? She's still putting the Post-it notes up.
So the Post-it notes stopped, but we do have a plan for next year. What we decided is, what can we do as you enter, because this was fairly recent, and so what can you do as you enter high school, and how can you start out? We also have a seventh grader now who will be an eighth grader next year. So the goal is for one to be in the middle school and one to be in the high school, and them creating these, you know, kind of running with this initiative. She was encouraged in that meeting. You can wear any shirt you want. And so we would love to be able to have shirts with scriptures on them that we hand out to students, and they can wear them. As long as students really own this and say, we believe our peers want this and we want to encourage this, then we want to be the adults that are saying, how can we help with that?
Right. Now, I know as I walked in, you have Keys for Kids on your front counter. In terms of what Keys for Kids and Unlocked has been able for you to accomplish, what has it done for you? How have you used it? If kids mentioned it, it's something that they're using. Has it helped kids in their walk with the Lord, in your opinion?
The variety of people that come in the store is amazing. We've had moms that you can tell at 7 p.m. they're kind of at the end of their rope with their toddler that's crying in the stroller, and we ask if we can give them a cookie, and we let this little kiddo run around, and my husband would talk to them and I would talk to mom, and by the time they leave, it was a new leaf. So sometimes Keys for Kids was content. I would overhear conversations, and I would say, oh, well, here's a cool story. It would allow me to tap into something that was relevant to what I would overhear. But sometimes if it's a Friday night, we would get, you know, a teenage couple that's on a date, which I just thought was precious, right? And so if
that's
there's something,
really cool.
It's so neat. That's just open on the calendar or on the countertop. It's just a way for them to peruse and spark up a conversation. So one of the Keys for Kids, the activator story.
Oh, yeah.
That was one that so resonated with Art.
We had a lot of people that love that.
It's amazing, yeah. Right? And hearing this boy say, well, I can be an activator. I don't have to buy into these other things happening. You know, they hurt his heart, but he saw his power in that. And I truly believe, like, as Lowell being our mission field, if we just encourage our kids not to push, but to just be who the Lord calls them to be, we will have activators all over.
What does the ministry look like when the store closes?
The biggest thing really that this spot has been able to do is allow us to equally reach the community. I believe that people now know our agenda is truly just to show God and who He is. And again, we have a church and we have our own friends, but we also love the community. So now that we have been able to connect in a different way, outside of just our kind of circles, and we become known in that way, we are able to go into a school or a group or even a small after-school sport and just say, hey, do you want this Christian athlete book for your team? We've been given a platform to just show that we just want to be here to encourage students in their walk.
Is there something on your heart that I didn't ask you about that you really want to tell us about?
there was a someone in here who had taught in our school for 20 years, and she was really just talking to me about, it's just so discouraging, kind of what's happening. And I was praying as she was speaking, and God just said, you know, tell her. And so I said, I want to tell you what good is going on in our schools. And I was able to share about my daughter and her friends and, you know, at the high school, Athletes in Action, which is a wonderful organization. We have two local Athletes in Action residents in Lowell. They're good friends of ours. They host things at the school before school hours. There are students in our schools all over that those books don't do anything to them because the Bible is their guide. And when she left, she said, wow, I feel like I really... this has really changed my view. And I said, just don't forget it. Like, it's easy to hear and see what everyone's talking about. But if we all can talk about this, and this is truth, this is happening, that's what people will see.
Using our gifts to accomplish His great good is kind of how I view it. And you're doing that. And Stasia, thanks so much for spending time with us and being on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. We appreciate it. And God bless you and your work as you continue to do this here in Lowell.
Thank you. It's been really encouraging for us to just meet so many different people and to have you see what we're doing. It's really just confirmation that, yes, I think everyone needs to kind of step up and say, what can I do? And this was our what can I do moment. And God's going to keep doing it in all different ways.
Hey, parents and ministry partners. During the week of giving, May 12th through the 16th, we're spotlighting all God is doing through Keys for Kids Ministries, from our devotionals, Keys for Kids and Unlocked, to Keys for Kids Radio and international work in places like Ukraine, Nepal, and Afghanistan. Help us reach our goal of $75,000. Go to keysforkids.org/weekofgiving. That's keysforkids.org/weekofgiving. An update on our partnership in Afghanistan. God is working through your support, reaching kids, teens, and families with the gospel. Let me just take you to a remote village. It's high in the mountains of Afghanistan, a place where education is almost non-existent, and the name of Jesus has never been heard until now. Zamin Afridi, he's a former Afghan soldier and tribal leader, and for years he watched the kids in his village grow up aimlessly. No school, no future, no hope. But recently, something incredible happened. Thanks to our ministry partners, FMI, we were able to distribute 100 Keys for Kids storyteller devices to Zamin's tribe. These solar-powered audio players share devotionals and Bible stories, as well as verses in their heart language. For the first time, the women and children gathered together to listen, and what they heard was the good news of Jesus Christ. One woman said, I don't really understand it all yet, but I love the stories. Zamin was so moved, he invited the team to return every day to lead what they call a story class for the kids and their moms. The church planter serving them now walks 2 hours each way every single day just to help them understand God's word. What started with one story a day has grown to now 5 stories a day. They're hungry to hear more about Jesus. Friends, this is what Keys for Kids Ministries is all about, bringing the hope of the gospel to places where it's never been heard before. But we can't do it without you. Since January, God has allowed ministry leaders to distribute 3,000 Keys for Kids audio devices, the storytellers, in Afghanistan of all places, a place where it's so hard. You could be killed for your faith. Also, since January, 3 churches have been planted. 3 churches. Can you believe that? Would you help us get more storytellers into the hands of kids around the world? Just go to keysforkids.org/international. to give today. That's keysforkids.org/international. Thanks for helping us ignite a passion for Christ in kids and families worldwide. Did you know Keys for Kids Ministries is reaching kids in over 170 countries? Our devotionals, stories, and radio programming are available in multiple languages, bringing God's word to families everywhere. Find out more, as I mentioned, at keysforkids.org/international. You may not know that the Keys for Kids devotional is translated every day into Spanish by our translator, Maria Antiaga Gonzalez, another part of our international ministry. You can find it at llavesdelcielo.org. She lives in Ecuador, and we don't get to see her very often, but I was able to catch up with her at the Gospel Coalition Conference recently in Indianapolis, Indiana. Here's our conversation.
Now, you don't know Maria, but you probably do know Maria. If you know Llaves del Cielo,
You know Maria because Maria translates Keys for Kids into Spanish every single day. Maria, welcome to the Keys for Kids Connect podcast.
Hi, Greg. It's a pleasure to be here. I am delighted to be able to greet everyone who have been in touch with Llaves del Cielo, but have never known that there's a translator behind it.
Yes. Well, what people probably don't know is that you and I go back, I think, maybe 20 years, maybe?
I would say at least 15, at
okay.
least.
Okay, I would say at least, because I've been at Keys for Kids for 10, mm-hmm. And then you helped us at Mission Network News, translating Mission Network News
as
well.
That's right.
So let me just tell you, I want to ask your heart. What is it about Keys for Kids Ministries that draws you to us and work with us? Because, I mean, there are a lot of people that could charge us a lot more money than you do, but you just have a heart for what we do. Talk about that.
I have a heart for children and youth in general. When I read the book of Judges and how it talks about a generation that didn't know the Lord. Mm. So I have a heavy heart for teaching the younger generations about the Lord and about the gospel, because we can't afford to lose the next generation. So that's really my heart. And also, I love Keys for Kids. I love the sound theology that's in every story, and how every story points to the gospel. I like that. I love that. And last but not least, there are so many testimonies I can tell you of things that I am going through or my friends are going through. And when I go that night and translate the story, it speaks directly to my heart. And I can tell you one that was about a rocket, God's rocket, of a little girl who was having a chemo treatment the next day. And it was about how God takes care of the sparrows and he takes care of us. And I have a very close friend who was doing her first chemo treatment the next day.
Wow.
So I just copied it to her and I sent it to her. And that is a strong testimony of how God is using Keys for Kids, even for grown-ups.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was amazing.
Now, obviously, you've been doing this with Keys for Kids probably almost 10 years, if not 10 years, at least almost 10 years. Yeah. What do you think is needed from Keys for Kids to reach kids in a better way? Is it audio? Is it expansion? What would you say we would need to do to make Keys for Kids even better, or Llaves del Cielo even better?
Well, I love the stories, but not many people have the time to sit down and read, especially little kids who don't know how to read yet. So I think audio is a great idea.
So coming up with audio every day, what about the teen version? Do you think that the teen version should be translated as well?
I think so. I actually work at my church with teenagers. I'm in charge of the teenage group for girls. And we do need some materials, some things that teenagers can relate to, and in Spanish, because there's a lot of materials in English. But when I am looking for resources in Spanish, we don't get a lot.
Ah, I see.
So that would be a good thing to have.
How can we pray for you? Obviously, translating Keys for Kids from English to Spanish, that's sometimes I'm sure it's tough. Maybe it feels like a heavy burden. Not maybe a burden, but a big responsibility. How can we pray for you?
You can pray. It's never a burden. It is a joy. Maybe you can pray that God gives me the clarity to translate everything in a way that people can understand the original message, and that I can communicate the gospel clearly when I am writing the translation of each story.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for the work that you do. It is probably, you're an unsung hero, but you're a hero in my book. So thank you so much for being a part of Keys for Kids Ministries.
Well, one thing that we learn when we're working with children is that the only hero is Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for your kind words. And I'm sorry if any mistakes. Spanish is my first language. English is my second language. So I'm doing an effort here trying to speak English. Thank you for your grace.
Oh, thank you for being a part part of the Keys for Kids Connect podcast, and even more being a part of our team. We appreciate you so much, Maria.
Thank you.
Good to finally see you because you're based in Ecuador,
yes.
Not in the Michigan. So
yes,
I don't get to see you very often.
That's
so this is
right.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's a gift of God.
Thanks so much, Maria. That wraps up this episode of the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. Big thanks to Stacia Smith-Merrihue and Maria Antiaga Gonzalez, our translator, for being our guests today on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. Remember, you can listen to all of our monthly podcasts at your favorite podcast platform, or just go to parentminute.org/podcasts. Thanks for listening, and until next time, keep connecting kids to Christ.